In his own mind, the contemporary Kentuckian is convinced that no other section compares favorably with his own. When a stranger is introduced, he is asked, "Are you a native Kentuckian?" If he is a native son, he's accepted on grounds of mutual understanding. But if not, the Kentuckian will recite Kentucky's traditions and history. History to the average Kentuckian, however, does not mean that his state was one of the first settlements in the West, or that it became an important commercial link between the North and the South. Instead, the history of Kentucky to the native son is a personal matter. It is not uncommon for a visitor to gather for a conversation with a local historian of a remote Kentucky village, a feeling that all civilization had its real start and that all in his village, all of the events of national history had their beginning there. And then he says at the end, "A pronounced state character has lent glamour and distinction to Kentuckians. Their home state with its history and tradition is their cherished possession." To a native son, there's no more musical name in the English language than Kentucky. He uses it not only as a noun, but also as an adjective. There are Kentucky hams, beaten biscuits, mint juleps, bean soup, kernels, lambs, whiskey, horses, rifles, feuds, and other products of peculiar value that only a Kentucky can give them.